into the forest. Coming soon on BBC Radio 3.
Well, if you've recently joined us, hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. You're listening to Afternoon Concert here on BBC Radio 3. It's 2 o'clock just gone. And for most of the next 3 hours, the Afternoon Concert Thursday Opera Matinee. God created three beautiful things: music, flowers, and women. It is of them that I've always sung. Well, those are the words of Charles Gounod. It's the bicentenary of his birth this month. And he's best known for his operas Romeo and Juliet and Faust. But, among other things, he completed 10 more of them. And this is a performance of Gounod's final operatic opus, The Tribute of Zamora. It's an exotic four-act spectacular that was first performed in Paris in 1881, where it went down well at the time, then was pretty much forgotten about. And this revival from the Prince Regent Theatre in Munich in January, it's quite a bold move for our sensitive times. The opera's set during the rule of the Moors in Spain just over a millennium ago. The story itself, a tall tale featuring such things as virgins sold into sex slavery, suicide pacts, and an Islamic caliphate. So to the first act, Manuel and Xaima, the two lovers getting married this very day, share a dawn serenade, but a brass band brings in an Arabic delegation led by the Caliph's envoy Ben Said, who's tasked with enforcing the annual levy of 100 virgins, agreed to after the defeat of the Christians at the Battle of Zamora many years ago. The names of the girls are drawn up, and Xaima is, of course, among them. So a protesting Manuel is firmly seen off. But as the act ends, he and his fellow countrymen offer up a rousing rendition of their national anthem as a gesture of resistance. Soprano Judith van Wanrooy is Xaima, tenor Edgar As Montevidas, her fiancé Manuel, and Ben Said is the baritone Tassis Christoyanis, with the Bavarian Radio Chorus and Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Hervé Niquet.
de déposer, je te suppose à sa croisée, sans oser charger, tendre messager, d'une trop ardente caresse, pour ma belle et sainte maîtresse. Des malèvres à feu, ne dis pas le feu, reste le symbole fidèle.
Cette espérance est insensée. Pour l'oser concevoir, es-tu le fils d'un roi? Dis-lui donc qu'il est fou.
Seigneur, il a ma foi. Dans une heure, le prêtre enchaînera ma vie à la sienne.
Thank you. Jamais, 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 j grâce de mort contre moi. Ce me semble. Oh, furore, c'est belle. Mieux que les fers, nos âmes sont trempées. Oh, furore, c'est belle. Nos regards suffiront pour faire à tous courber le front.
Chaque nom retiré par mes soins sera devant vous tous témoins, proclamé sur le seuil de la maison royale. si le premier no. Iglesia, c'est le seul nom qu'on lise.
Je suis la seule aussi dans la cité par qui ce nom d'Iglesia soit porté.
Ardeur de la fièvre, la distance grave parfois de la coupe à la lèvre, soit maudit sur
terre, sois maudit sur la terre, et maudit dans le ciel.
The rousing anthem Arise, Children of Iberia, at the end of that first act, was so successful at the premiere in 1881, the audience demanded an encore. This is a performance here on Afternoon Concert from Munich in January of Gounod's last opera, The Tribute of Zamora. The tribute of the title is the one the Spanish Christians supposedly have to pay to their Moorish occupiers, a levy of 100 virgins each year. And among those chosen virgins this year is Xaima, the opera's love interest. It was her fiancé Manuel who led that rendition of the national anthem as a protest. This second act brings the anniversary celebrations on the banks of a river of the Moorish victory at Zamora. And we now meet Hermosa, sung here by mezzo-soprano Jennifer Holloway. She later turns out to be Xaima's long-lost mother. But for the moment, all we know about her is she was captured in the battle at Zamora and is these days in something of a world of her own, comparing herself with a swallow who's flown to heaven. Then the 100 virgins are brought in procession. Manuel is there, disguised as an African soldier, hoping to buy Xaima's freedom. But in the end, he's outbid by the Caliph's envoy, Ben Said.
Vive les hommes! Aïd, mon frère, qui sur respecter sa misère, même l'honorer, car le taureau l'a dit.
Oh! trois, déjà trouvés au sable.
Jamais, Seigneur,
cette voix, ce regard, je t'ai connu, l'ami, mais où donc?
D'une part,
je me souviens enfin, celui beauté divine.
Que fais-tu?
Je m'incline devant le soldat espagnol qui me trouva dans la bataille pour étendu sur le sol avec une profonde taille par où s'échappait ton sang per ma mon horrible blessure. A-t-il pu passer tout droit en me laissant à la mort trop proche et trop sûre?
C'était toi.
Thank you.
The end of Act Two in this revival from Munich in January of Gounod's last and long-forgotten opera, The Tribute of Zamora. The performance here on Afternoon Concert is conducted by Hervé Niquet. Well, things are going pretty badly at this point for the betrothed lovers, Xaima and Manuel, in this tale from Moorish-occupied Spain in the 10th century. She's been auctioned off in a sale of virgins, and the winning bidder turned out to be the Caliph's envoy, Ben Said. In this third act, we're in Ben Said's palace, a desolate Xaima already installed there, and Ben Said trying without much success to cheer her up with a ballet. French 19th century grand opera wouldn't be complete without one of those. Then Manuel arrives at the palace with Ben Said's brother Adjar, who introduces Manuel as the Spanish soldier who saved his life in the Battle of Zamora. So Ben Said feels obliged to offer to Manuel any of his possessions. Cue for Manuel to ask for Xaima, of course, which he does. An offended Ben Said then ordering his soldiers to seize him, and Xaima threatening to commit suicide unless Manuel is freed. Then the madwoman Hermosa appears on the scene. She'd been captured in the Battle of Zamora all those years ago, and she begins to question Xaima about her past, the two of them finally discovering they are mother and daughter.
Zaima. Par mon ordre, in effet se prépare pour toi dans cet heure si jour. La fête de l'amour. Des esclaves charmantes, filles, je te l'ai dit, de son peuple divers vont offrir le tableau des danses délirantes de l'amour dans tout l'univers.
Thank you. Je suis, le voici. part de reconnaissance dans la dette d'achat et mon bonheur est grand de pouvoir m'acquitter avec magnificence.
Ce veut-il, pense à il me rend
grand s'il le faut pour te venir en aide tout ce que je possède ramené par mon âme.
Ce n'est pas de l'or qui le tente, ne l'as-tu pas compris encore? Je veux ma fiancée, l'éclair de ma pensée, la flamme de ma foi. Enfin, je vais me dire pourquoi me ravir.
Merci, au contraire, de me permettre d'oublier qui va le sauveur de mon frère. À présent, je puis m'écrire, soldat, à l'âge est insensé.
Thank you. concepi le sie esemplar t'exprime mon amour me proporte il pure a fara fa di jour s'exprime d'autre sorte
Come on! Thank you.
A rather lovely recognition scene, isn't it? The madwoman Hermosa and Xaima discovering they are mother and daughter at the end of the third act of Gounod's operatic tale of 10th century Spain under the occupation by the Moors, the tribute of Zamora, Xaima herself having been sold as a slave to the caliph's envoy Ben Said. So to the final act in this revival from Munich of Gounod's long-forgotten final opera, this act being Hermosa's big moment. It begins with Xaima and her fiancé Manuel deciding the only way out for them is a joint suicide, which hurts Hermosa. She and her daughter have only just been reunited after years of separation. And when Ben Said tries once more to win Xaima over, even forcing his affections on her, Hermosa does her best to convince Ben Said to let her daughter leave. That doesn't work. So she stabs him. A group of Ben Said's soldiers then surround her with swords drawn, but one of the soldiers, Ben Said's brother Adjar, reminds the others of the words the opera dubiously claims are from the Quran. Consider as saints the mad, otherwise be cursed. And Hermosa, Manuel and Xaima are finally free to leave.
Okay. Cœur est la terre et Sache-le bien, sa mort pour moi chrétien. à moi pour te complaire, je forcerai mes ardeurs à se
Que s'est-il donc passé? D'où viens-tu? Ne plus ta sauvegarde.
Close of Gounod's final opera, The Tribute of Zamora, and that rare revival of Gounod's opera in this bicentenary year of his birth was from the Prince Regent Theatre in Munich this January, the Bavarian Radio Chorus and Munich Radio Orchestra conducted by Hervé Niquet. Hermosa was the American mezzo-soprano and Broadway star Jennifer Holloway, with soprano Judith van Wanrooy as Xaima, tenor Edgaras Montvidas as Manuel, baritone Tassis Christoyanis as Ben Said, and baritone Boris Pinkasovich as Adjar. The full cast list, by the way, is on the afternoon concert page of the Radio 3 website, as indeed is the whole opera in HD sound if you want to revisit it via the iPlayer radio. Well, performances of Manuel de Falla's opera La Vida Breve, Life is Short, a little more common than Gounod's Tribute of Zamora. And if you're in the Manchester area this Saturday night, you can hear one, a concert performance at Manchester's Bridgewater Hall. It's one of the works chosen for the Spanish conductor Juanjo Mena's farewell concert with the BBC Philharmonic, after having spent the past seven seasons as their chief conductor. The BBC Philharmonic's General Manager, Simon Webb, is on the line now. Simon, a very good afternoon to you.
Hello, Jonathan.
It's not actually Juan Jimenez's last concert with them, is it?
No, we've got two proms, 16th of July and 8th of August. But it's his last Manchester concert as chief conductor, and that relationship with our audience in the Northwest is so important. So we're making quite a fuss of this concert on Saturday.
Quite right, too. So is it possible to give an idea what Juanjo's brought to the BBC Philharmonic's playing in the past 7 years?
Well, we have a strong history with Pascal Sotelier and Jean-André Nozeda, and then what Juanjo brought was a really strong sense of style, particularly to the classical playing. So our work around Schubert, Mozart, Haydn, and also informing our Bruckner performances, for example, he's brought a sense of style which has really informed that, but also a very detailed and thoughtful approach to contemporary music, not least when we performed works by Mark Simpson, our composer in association. And he has a particular passion for the Second Viennese School and brings such a detailed approach to that. It's been a great journey for us over the last few years.
And you've had a good many tours with him too. There's also been a fine series of recordings for Shandos.
And in fact, La Vida Brava is being recorded for Shandos this just after the concert. So we go straight into the studio on Sunday to record this opera. But yes, his recordings, particularly of Sinisterra, three discs of his music, a composer he's really championed internationally. For example, his Berlin Philharmonic debut, he did Sinisterra's Harp Concerto.
Okay.
So yes, he's done a good number of recordings there, and the latest Sinisterra disc has just recently come out.
And we'll be hearing one of the works from it very soon, indeed. What about those tours, though? I mean, you've been to quite a few different places over the years, haven't you?
We have, and of course we've been to Spain with him several times, and major tours of Europe and China, and it's an important part of what we do. It's an important part of what we bring back to Radio 3 because we broadcast most of those concerts, and there have been some really fabulous performances internationally with him. And one of the really special things, actually, is when we're away particularly, he's so generous with his time and with the musicians. It's a great way that the orchestra is able to bond and deepen that relationship with its chief conductor, and Juanjo has been a wonderful touring partner too.
So what's he been like to work with generally, would you say, if you had to summarise?
Well, he has a great authority on the podium, but then when he's away from the rehearsal space or the concert platform, he's a very generous man with his time, but also, you know, he's the only conductor I know who's taken an entire orchestra out for dinner in his favourite restaurant. And on tour, he's a very generous and warm man. He's very collaborative in his approach. Programming meetings with him have been a wonderful experience of just a lot of give as well as take in terms of what we should do.
Okay. We're all dying to know where his favourite restaurant is here in London.
Oh, not in London. No, this was in northern Spain. It's a fish restaurant in northern Spain.
Okay.
And he bought out the whole restaurant for lunch with the orchestra. So, no, I'm afraid it's not local.
Well, we're about to hear Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic in one of their latest recordings of the music of the Argentine composer Ginastera, not yet released, in fact. And as you were saying earlier on, Simon, Ginastera is someone Juanjo appears to have particularly championed with the orchestra. So either it must be a particular passion of his, or maybe to a degree prompted by the Ginastera centenary in 2016. But yes, do we know anything about the work that we're about to hear, the concert variations?
Yeah, so this has significant solo parts for, I think, eight individual members of the orchestra. So it's a wonderful piece for an orchestra with so many virtuoso musicians in it, like the Philharmonic, able to pick out the individual solos, cello, bassoon, around the orchestra. So a real showcase piece for an orchestra, as well as conductor, of course.
OK, thank you, Simon. That was Simon Webb, the BBC Philharmonic's general manager. So, here it is, Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic in Ginastera's Concert Variations, Variaciones Concertantes for Chamber Orchestra. It's music from 1953, and all the variations are based on this theme.
Thank you. Thank you.
the concert variations, Variaciones Concertantes, by the Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera, part of a new recording of Ginastera pieces not yet released from the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by the Spaniard Juanjo Mena, who's about to come to the end of his seven-year stint as the BBC Philharmonic's chief conductor. His farewell concert with them is this Saturday night at Manchester's Bridgewater Hall. And, aptly enough, all the music is Spanish, and it includes pieces by Albéniz and Manuel de Falla's one-act opera, La Vida Breve. If you can't make it to Manchester on Saturday night, the Radio 3 microphones will be there. And the whole concert would be broadcast on Wednesday, the 20th of June, in Radio 3 in concert at 7:30 in the evening. Speaking of opera, next Thursday's afternoon concert, Opera Matinee, comes from Munich, as did today's. Our featured orchestra all week, in fact, is the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. And on Thursday, from Bavarian State Opera, you can hear Franz Schreker's opera, Die Gezeichneten, The Stigmatized. Well, here on afternoon concert tomorrow at the same time, a concert the BBC Symphony Orchestra gave in Saffron Walden last month, celebrating the Leonard Bernstein centenary this year, including his racy Candide overture and the heartfelt First Symphony. 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Do join us then if you can.
Tchaikovsky's lively lyrical violin concerto and the roller coaster ride of Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales performs two Russian masterpieces. Radio 3 in concert, next Tuesday evening at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back to this Thursday afternoon. It's 5 o'clock and now In Tune with Katie Derham.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to In Tune. Coming up this afternoon, we have performances from Anna Bolitatibus and Christopher Ainsley, who are about to star in Handel's Agrippina at the Grange Festival. I'll be talking Sleeping Beauty and all things Kenneth Macmillan with the prima ballerina Jurgita Dronina ahead of her Princess Aurora with the English National Ballet. And the fabulous young pianist Martin James Bartlett is going to be playing some Schumann for us. It's all going on here on In Tune. First, though, we've got the news at 5 o'clock, read by Alan Smith.
The government has said that any temporary customs arrangement with the EU is expected to end by December 2021. The announcement follows resistance to the plan by the Brexit Secretary David Davis, who had insisted that there should be a cut-off date. The EU has responded by saying that the proposal had to be realistic and workable. But the European Parliament's Brexit coordinator, Guy Verhofstadt, said a backstop that is temporary is not a backstop. The Metropolitan Police are investigating whether any health and safety laws were broken as a result of the London Fire Brigade's advice that Grenfell Tower residents should stay in their flats during the early stages of last June's fire. This new line of inquiry is part of a wider police investigation looking at the refurbishment of the tower and its impact on the fire. The head of House of Fraser says the decision to close more than half its department stores, putting 6,000 jobs at risk, has not been taken lightly. The move forms part of the company's rescue plan, which is also looking to cut the rent it pays on 10 of its shops by 25%. The discount retailer Poundworld is due to call in administrators, putting more than 5,000 jobs in doubt. An Uzbek man who carried out a lorry attack which killed 5 people in Sweden last year has been sentenced to life for terrorist crimes. Rahmat Akilov has expressed sympathy for the Islamic State group before the attack in Stockholm. A 42-year-old man from London has appeared in court charged with drugs offences after being extradited from Spain. Jamie Acourt, who was a former suspect in the Stephen Lawrence murder investigation but has always denied any involvement, was arrested last month in Barcelona. He was remanded in custody to appear at Kingston Crown Court on the 5th of July. And the weather. It'll remain fine this evening in most areas, although there could be showers in the south and the northwest. Showers will continue overnight. Cloud will also build in the east. Temperatures tonight will fall to 16 Celsius in Cardiff, 14 in London, 12 in Belfast and 10 in Edinburgh. And that's the BBC News at 5:02.
Alan, thank you. Let's have something rather lovely to start the show today. This is a Debussy Nocturne for Orchestra, his second. It's called Fête.